Hey, everybody, welcome back to another episode of Autastic, the comedian's guide to autism.
Yes.
I am Graham Kay, and over there is
Kirk Smith.
Kirk Smith. Together, we both try and figure out the world of autism. Kirk has a 18-year-old son.
That's true.
Who is, I can say, severely autistic.
I think so. It's on this, yeah. It's
yeah, severe, he's severely autistic. And my brother
who
is.
Who I love very much, I should say. Go ahead, sorry.
But what?
Who I love very much.
Yeah, of course. I don't think that just because we say severely autistic means that you wouldn't love them any less, you know?
Just want to be 100% clear. This is the first episode somebody's listened to this podcast. I want them to know. Okay, good.
He's gonna I understand. Son. I understand you want to make sure. Sure, of course. Yeah, you do love your son very much. You think about him all the time. You know? And I have an autistic brother who is, I don't know what you would describe him as.
Less severe than my son.
For sure less severe than your son. But I don't know if, I feel weird saying he's high functioning.
I've only spoken to him on the phone, so I don't know, but I wouldn't say call him high functioning, but I'd say somewhere in the middle.
Somewhere in the middle. But anyway, he's the best and we're trying to figure it out. We have a very special interview with him today.
Well, tip of the hat, we already recorded it.
Yeah.
He called in right before the mm-hmm. we started recording and
yeah, we you know, it's been a while since we've checked in with Peter.
Yeah.
You know, and
I was excited.
Yeah, we haven't really, you know, there was a while where we were talking about him a bunch and you know, he would get interviewed on this podcast and he was becoming a little bit of a minor celeb.
I remember he dropped it to one of your girlfriends or your girlfriend at the time. I'm getting interviewed right now. It's a thing. It's a thing I do.
Yeah. He was bragging. He's the best. And
Let's play it.
The reason why I wanted to record this is because you called me, but I talk about you a lot on my podcast, and we interview you sometimes. Remember, we interviewed you about Star Wars and stuff like that. And
yeah.
And I just people are curious how you're doing. You know, people are curious
how. They're not.
But what? Go ahead.
What do you mean curious? Are they jealous or something?
No, they're not jealous. They like you, and they just want to hear your voice.
They kind of feel like you're friends.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So, so what's new?
Well, Graham, I understand I've been a great guy, but I guess being a great guy can't always be easy.
It can't always be easy, trust me. It gets harder as you get older, too.
Well, Jane, when you used to date Jane, she said I was a great guy, but I guess I wasn't always a great guy as an adult, but that's okay.
You're almost always a great guy. You always try and be a great guy, which is the good thing. Sometimes as adults, we make mistakes, and even though we're trying to be a good guy, we end up making the wrong decision, but as long as you try, then that's okay.
Okay, I guess mistakes are okay to make, but I don't want to make mistakes that might get me in trouble, and I can't allow that to happen.
Yeah. Like what? What are you worried about?
Well, I guess when I was a kid, I guess it would have been hard to remember things like don't touch, but I don't care if that was sometimes a hard thing to remember, because I shouldn't have touched at all when I was a kid.
Touch what?
I don't know, like touch other people if there was somebody who didn't like to get touched.
You never touched anybody. What are you talking about? Like hugging or something?
Well, maybe I didn't touch all the time when I was a kid, but I guess.
Do you mean like personal space?
Maybe a little bit like that.
Okay. Well.
But I don't want to go into other people's spaces because they can get upset. I can't allow that to happen, okay?
That's okay. I mean, you never got into trouble for that. I think you're fine. I think everybody needs to remind themselves that people need their personal space.
Well, remember the girl Sarah from River Plate? Even if I liked her, that was fine. But I think I sometimes went to her space times and she didn't like that. So she reminded me that she needed to have some space and that was okay.
And then you gave her personal space and that was fine. That happens to every teenage boy when they're like 13. They're learning how to talk to girls. You have to learn to give them personal space. That's fine. Let's hear about your week. Did you do it? What's going on? What are you doing today?
Well, for yesterday, I did I did complete another one of my next grade hole Tuesday afternoon work shifts at my jobs after the works. But before I left, I went to my fourth job on First Saturday back in the league. I went to the sport check at Rio Center. I bought myself a great brand new pair of running shoes.
You bought new running shoes. What color are they?
Well, they're black, and they have a bit of white on the bottom part. On the side parts, the bottom part is white, but there's a bit of black marking or symbols on the bottom part that touch the ground.
That's great. That sounds really cool. Sounds stylish.
Well, I only got new running shoes because I decided to get them, so I need to wait for my next old pair to get really old, because waiting till then would have been too much of a long wait.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you want?
So I decided to save my old pair of running shoes for when I might need to look after some work, like painting work. Well, that could be possible.
Yeah, only use your old ones for the painting. Don't use your new ones.
Well, it's good thing I thought of that ahead of time.
That is good. What else do you want to talk about?
Well, for this Wednesday, April 5th, 2017 of this week, well, back in Ottawa, when I finished another whole Wednesday shift at the works, I looked after my works uniform besides my...
The works is where you make French fries, right, Peter?
I wasn't explaining my thoughts yet.
Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, as I was saying, for this Wednesday, April 5th, 2017 of this week, after, when I completed another one of my next grade hole Wednesday morning work shifts at the works before 9 a.m., while I went back to my place, did the works in Westboro uniform besides my second load of laundry, and then I went right over to one of the beer store places to bring my next old amounts of empty beer cans over. Mm-hmm. And then I got some new beer cans. This time I got these kinds, like a package of 15 Busch Light beer, then two amounts of 6 canned Coors Light Proud Partner, and most of them Canadian.
Okay, good. Well, make sure you don't drink them all at once.
I'm not drinking them all at once.
How many do you have at one time? In one day?
Well, just for today, I had two of them. I won't have the rest anymore until Friday or the weekend.
Yeah, you should only be drinking them on the weekend, Friday or the weekend, okay, Peter?
Okay.
Remember, that's the rule.
Okay, just don't tell Mom and Dad, okay?
I won't, but just, you're an adult, you can do what you want, but I'm telling you, you don't want to be like Barney from The Simpsons, an alcoholic.
I'm not really like him, okay?
I know, but if you drink too much, you'll become an alcoholic. You don't want to become an alcoholic.
No problem.
So you don't want to be like Barney, okay? So try and keep it to Friday and the weekend, okay? I love you, buddy.
I'll try to remember that.
Okay, you're the best. All right, I'll call you later, okay?
Okay.
Bye, Pete. Thanks for the call. Yep, just hung up on me. Yep, classic Pete.
I love it.
No goodbye. Okay. All business.
Hung up on you, and you interrupted his story.
I did.
What's wrong with you, Graham? You're an interviewer.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. I'm not just telling you about my thoughts. That's fair. Sorry, bud. He's the best. I love that kid. I love that kid more than anybody in the world. You know, and he's like, you know, he's just the older he gets, the more his life becomes like anybody else's. Which is good. It's like, you're like, well, you know, what is he really missing out on? He goes to work. He's proud of his work. He has friends. He's trying to figure it out. I think he has the same amount of happy moments and sad moments as anybody else. Just on maybe on a different level. But he's got we'd like to get him a love life. I would anyway. My parents are nervous. But, you know, it's other than that... He's doing okay. He's got the things he loves.
I think he's doing good, man.
He lives in the past too much.
Yeah, I don't know if that's an autism thing.
No, like I live in the past a lot. I probably drink more beers than I should.
I was thinking when you were talking, I'm like, are you taking your own advice, Graham?
No, because... I'm not.
We're going to know soon. We're about to go play basketball. We'll see if you've been drinking only on the weekends.
I am not. I'm going to be gross. Kirk, I forgot to bring a shirt. We play basketball after this podcast, and I forgot to bring a shirt, and so I borrowed a very small shirt of Kirk's, and it was not flattering.
In my defense, it wasn't my shirt. I did an audition. They gave me the shirts for some Chinese thing, some Chinese app that they're introducing or something. I don't know what. So they give you shirts. They gave me, I said, what's the largest shirt you have? Oh, this is an XL. It's a medium if it's anything, a women's medium. Mm-hmm. And they're like, well, it's Chinese XL. I'm like, well, okay. So yeah, it doesn't fit Graham. That's for sure. He's
no
too many muscles.
Well,
in that gut.
Yeah, I'm for sure getting a tummy. And I wasn't sure until I put on that shirt. And, you know, but it's hard to only drink beers on the weekends. At least he's drinking light beers. He's drinking Busch Light.
I'm sure it'll be much easier in New York.
Peter's funny. He's like he's just a red-blooded man. Like, no one told him what beers to drink. No one told him that he likes boobs and stuff. He just loves boobs specifically and light beer. Like, he's just...
That's funny.
He's a real bro.
He's a real Canadian.
He can't help it. He does not like exotic beer. That's funny.
Well, this week, guys, we're doing a special episode. We're going to do your letters. And Pete's call was the first letter we had in. And we're just going to read through some of these letters.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, go ahead.
It wasn't really a letter.
It was a verbal letter.
Sure.
So this is from Matt E. I'm going to try not to do the names.
Mm-hmm.
And Maddie says, hey guys, first I want to say I love your podcast. I've started from the beginning. I'm only at episode 50 as a service provider and work at a social recreation program that provides after school summer camps and adult programs in North Carolina. It's great to hear the parent / sibling perspective. Also, something Graham said in episode 50 spoke to me. He was speaking about his journey with OCD and talking about the correlation between hockey goalies and OCD. I, too, played goalie in hockey growing up and battled with OCD starting my early teenage years. It was comforting to hear that there were others, especially hockey goalies, that understand living with OCD. I think you also might be on to something with funding research for goalies and early teenage diagnosis of OCD. I'm looking forward to catching up on the other episodes. In the meantime, keep doing what you do.
That was awesome. Thank you. What was his name?
Matt E.
North
Carolina.
Thanks, Matt. You're the best. I think I am onto something.
I think you are.
Yeah.
You should apply for a Pell Grant.
What's that?
I mean, a grant. A Pell Grant's for, never mind. Pell Grant's for like college students. I meant a grant, like a research grant.
I got other fish to fry, but.
So this is really.
I would like to be a rich and famous comedian and fund that.
Yeah, that'd be great. So step one.
Put my name on it.
Become rich and famous.
Yeah. I'm working on it, Matt.
Who do you see for that, by the way? Who do you see for rich and famous?
Yeah.
This is from Mary C. This is from the group of ladies who live in Vermont who messaged us a few times last year. About this time, actually.
Yeah.
Love you, February. Ladies. Yeah.
That was such a nice letter.
That was very nice.
Yeah.
So, hey, Kirk, just listen to the newest podcast. I have a hard time even reading compliments to myself. The ones that are to you are great. I have no problem. You are a fabulous dad. Don't ever feel that you aren't. Any dads couldn't do half of what you did. You had me in tears today. Miss hearing you guys. Glad things are getting better at home. Keep laughing. We love hearing you laugh.
Aw.
That was a really sweet note.
I'm going to cry.
I know. I'm getting choked up.
Yeah.
What's wrong with me?
Well, you're a human being. You're not a robot.
Hold on. Let me gather myself. Jeez Louise.
That's nice.
Look what you're doing to me, Mary.
Thank you. You are a good guy, buddy.
Think about the war. Okay.
What, World War II?
I don't know. Any war is terrible.
You're an old soul. You probably were in World War II.
I think I would have done better back. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Here we go. Next letter. K-A-I-A. Kaya?
Kaya. Let's not insult her name by trying. But
Kaya
M. Probably lovely.
Very lovely lady, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Kirk and Graham, really enjoy your podcast. I don't have any children / family with autism, but work as a special education teacher and have worked with young children and adults with autism. I'm a bit of a health nut and research quite a few supplements. And then she goes on to ask about a specific supplement for fish oil and asks if I have heard of it and can recommend it. And I have not. heard of it, so I don't want to recommend it.
Yeah.
Could be good. Who knows? I just don't have another research.
We totally appreciate you listening.
Thank you so much
and,
for listening.
And we appreciate you reaching out, but... you know, it's a tricky thing to sort of recommend stuff that we don't know anything about, and you know, and our
usually a mistake just recommending things you don't know anything about.
Yeah, we need to get either get paid to recommend or know about it.
Preferably both. But at the end, you say thank you so much for producing a fun and refreshing podcast. Thank you so much. I'm so glad you like it, and I hope it.
If anybody has any positive experience with fish oil for their loved one with autism, you can post about it on our Facebook. But then maybe you guys can start a discussion there. But
yeah, that's a good idea.
But in terms of what we know, we don't know.
We don't know. No. We don't know the known unknowns or unknown unknowns.
No.
That's one of those unknowns.
We don't know anything. And that's the only thing we do know. So
I
don't want to pretend that we know something and then pump some supplement that, you know, might be snake oil.
My brand is not knowing.
No.
I got to stay on brand.
Yeah, we got to stay on brand.
My brand is being an idiot.
But
right.
That being said, thank you so much for listening. And thank you for, asking a question.
And somebody might jump in, I'm sure, on our Facebook page and send an answer. All right, this is a letter from Rachel H. I haven't said one last name.
You're killing it, buddy. Here's my thing, guys. Kirk, when we started reading letters, he'd read the full name. And maybe that's okay.
Usually.
Maybe that's okay. But I feel like, you know, you're going to send in an email. You probably don't, you know, just assume.
If you send in your note and you're like, you can say my name on air because you want to hear it, say it. I will read it.
If you want to hear it, yeah. But
if you want to hear it,
we want to give you some
radio
privacy.
Voice.
We want you to keep the letters coming in. Yeah. So
I'll do it my best radio voice.
Ooh.
This is CNN. All right, this is from Rachel H.
I think you have no idea. You're mixing up radio voice and
TV
sex worker.
Listen, a man's got to make a living. Don't
yeah,
judge.
Sure.
I
yeah.
The cops are going by. I don't know if you guys can hear that.
Yeah, they didn't like that last comment from me.
It's very LA.
Mm-hmm.
It's very LA. Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. Next letter, Rachel H. I have been an avid follower of Autastic since your fifth or sixth episode.
Whoa.
Yay, it's a while ago, Rachel. Thank you. In episode 78, during In the News, you mentioned a program I'm involved with regarding improv/autism.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's small world. Small world, man.
Mm-hmm.
At Indiana, we're developing and researching a program centered around teaching improv/social skills to teens with autism as well as their teachers. Parentheses, general special educators, speech language pathologists, social workers, etc. The co-director of the program is Jim Ansaldo. That's pretty close. And it's quoted on the Indiana NPR article referred to on the podcast. We'd be happy to share more info with you about our program in Indiana. And we sent a similar message to Kirk's Gmail account. I must have missed that one somehow. Kirk's an idiot. Anyway, attribute it to overenthusiasm. No. That was Kirk's notes. I missed that email somehow.
Shot across the bow.
Thanks for your entertaining podcast, and let us know if we can be of assistance. That's a really nice note. Sometimes you feel like you're doing these into the void, but it's we're all connected.
Mm-hmm. That is nice.
We're all connected.
I don't think we've ever gotten a bad note. We've got one bad note.
No, I've got a few. I don't pass them all on to you, but we've had a few.
Oh.
Well, what's the point?
Like what?
Remember we had this struggle about the autistic versus person with autism?
Sure, that's fine. I can live with that.
And we had a few of those. And then we had... you remember I told you about the one we had that was like...
To clarify what he just said, you know, some people were upset about the tenses we were using.
Yeah.
Yeah. With autism.
Syntax. Yeah,
syntax.
Right? Versus is a person with autism...
Which is fair. I get it. I can live with that, you know.
And then I had a person that member was had heard of it. I was going to see my show in Edinburgh, and he had autism, and he was upset. And then but I hadn't listened to the podcast yet. Remember that? And then yeah. I listened to it. I went and saw your show, and it was really great. And your podcast is really good, too.
Yeah. But he was angry. Idiot. Yeah. He thought we were just making fun of autistic people.
But he hadn't taken the time to listen to what we had said. But anyway. Yeah. And then...
Did he have autism?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's okay.
He yeah. And then those are the main ones. I think we've had three or four of those.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But... Get back to Rachel. I don't know anything about it. If I come to Indiana and do a gig at, what's in Indiana? Is it Zany's? No, it's Indianapolis has, what's that club? Oh boy, I was going to do it and it didn't work out. Wisecrackers, I think.
Mm-hmm.
If I come to do that club, I would love to be involved in your teaching improv. I've taken like 3 levels at UCB, Upper at Citizens Brigade in New York. Yeah, and I could do the basics, the yes and. Yeah, I'd love to help out with that.
Okay, well.
We're just talking. I'm looking at Graham, but I'm addressing it to you, Rachel, because.
Like, all right.
All right, let's go to the next one. Here we go. Shawnee M. I want to thank both of you for your podcast. I am an ABA therapist who specializes in autism.
What's that? For our listeners, ABA?
I can never remember this.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Behavior, ABA. Applied behavior analysis.
We had to look it up.
We have to look it up.
We had to pause the pause the recording and look it up because we're both dum-dums.
We're tipping all our cards, Graham.
I know, but I figured like if you're listening, you're going to want to know what that is.
I know, but you don't tell me look it up. We're going to have to cut this.
Eh.
We're not going to, but we should.
We should.
Applied behavior analysis. That's the toolkit that helps parents with their kids' behavior.
Mm-hmm. Your son's doing that.
Yeah, we've done that for years and years and years.
That's working.
Why I was embarrassed to not be able to remember things. So I looked it up sneakily, and then Graham spilled the beans. Anyway, she is a therapist, just received her master's in ABA. And
congrats.
Autism. New to podcasts, I stumbled across yours. Love it. It reminds me of the family perspective and gives me a different insight. I'm not caught up to the present ones yet, so I hope to be there soon. Thanks again. Keep making folks aware. You guys rock.
Ah, that's nice.
It makes you feel good.
It makes me feel good.
About that parking ticket I got 2 days ago. It makes me feel really good.
Yeah. Like,
it was all worth it.
Yeah. Thanks.
This is from Dalen S. This is about, she forwarded the Sippy Cup article. You remember we did this episode 60? I think part of what happens is people discover the podcast, start towards the beginning, and they're like, you know what you should talk about, and then they don't get to. So I replied, she messaged me a message and said, I'm forwarding you this message, dad pays it forward after autistic son gets a lifetime treasure of the sippy cups. You remember the sippy cup thing?
Yeah.
And so yeah, we covered that in episode 70, so that was really great. So that was a really nice note.
Did she say good for you for recovering it?
She didn't say very much. It was pretty quick. I'm guessing she was busy.
Hmm.
Says shared.
Well, we appreciate the interaction.
Shared via CBC News Android app. So I'm guessing she had a lot going on. It was just like, I'm just going to forward this real quick. Fair enough. All right, we're mortaring through these. Okay. This is from Trish.
You have
she sent
fart?
A few messages here. Here we go. What's up?
You remember we had that guy that was like, there was a person with autism that listens to this podcast and he's like, I hate your pauses. That one killed him. That was a long one. Sorry.
I know, but I
forget your name, young man, but
my computer was not working.
Yeah.
And I had to go back because she sent a lot here.
Yeah,
she sent a lot. So here we go. Hey guys, 2016, I made a resolution to find new podcasts each month that I'm not the intended audience for, an attempt to learn about worlds that are not trending on my Facebook feed, which I have to say, that's pretty forward thinking.
Mm-hmm.
In short, in February, I found y'all, and it's made me less judgmental about parents in general. Woo! Childless by choice, my hypothetical children are perfectly behaved all the time. Typical narcissistic BS. Well, I really like this girl. That's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny. Okay. I'm trying to think about enriching my life. I was trying to think about how enriching my life was a form of seeking out new material while listening to your latest episode when one of my graduate professors posted the following. My friends and colleague, Dr. Will Anderson, is conducting important research using audio drama to help kids with autism. Please read this message to help spread the word so he can continue his groundbreaking research. And there's a link to what she's referencing. This is the CMU professor doing a study. I should post this on our Facebook.
Post it on our Facebook. I have no problem promoting that.
I was thinking maybe this was...
That sounds great.
I was thinking that this may be a good in the news for you in the future. So much so, sure, we're doing the letters. So yeah, it is. So much research comes out of big schools, but there's something heartwarming about a small, barely MAC level university attempting a study that doesn't focus on the cause, but instead on understanding. Yeah, I think it's great. Mm-hmm. Trish is a really great note.
Thanks, Trish. I'm sorry, Kirk had a lot of trouble reading it.
I don't know why I had a lot of trouble.
Really big struggle for you. I really did. That one.
Well, I think she's missing a verb in a couple sentences.
Okay.
And I was trying to fix it, and then
sorry,
she's divided it up into six notes, and so I had to like, yeah, it didn't all. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
I see. I'm throwing you under the bus.
A little bit. No big deal. It's a great note. Thank you so much. We're motoring through these guys. Okay, here we go. This is the next note is from Ann J. Love listening to your podcast. It brightens my week. Thank you both so much for doing this. You talk about things that no one has dared tackle, stuff that I turn red putting in my message, but I'm glad you do it because I'm raising two boys on the spectrum and I have no clue. She writes that in quotes, which means, well, we all feel that way, but I'm sure she's doing great.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good with my autistic daughter, but the boys have boys issues. Yikes. Love it.
Oh, I hear you.
Love the humor. Love the reality. Thank you. I think she's talking about the masturbation stuff and the nudity and the boys wanting to be boys. Yeah.
Boys are just animals.
Yeah. My son is definitely autistic and definitely a man. So yeah. It's a complicated combination.
Very complicated. Yeah. Good luck with that. I mean,
you could do it.
It'll be fine. And the teen years are the hardest years, but they don't last forever.
Yeah. There's no straightforward
Peter's
answer.
Peter's a lot chiller and, you know, less confused as any man is.
It'll figure himself out too.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah. There's only more resources. There's only more and more awareness. I think we did it. That's another episode.
We did it, guys.
Yes.
Guys, we really appreciate your notes. Thank you so much for writing in. Please keep them coming. I know I didn't get to everybody's today. We need to do another one of these. And yeah.
It was a fun episode. We switched it up. We switched up the form.
A little different.
Little interview off the top. Bing, bang, boom.
Little letters from the readers.
Come
just
on.
Mixing it up.
Mm-hmm. As always, at Kirk Smith Comedy and at Graham K Comedy on social media. You can email us at autasticpodcast@gmail.com. Also, Autastic Podcast on Facebook. Also, like we always say, you can donate at patreon.com/autastic. patreon.com/autastic for $1 a week. Ooh, yeah. And then, you know, all the sharing and the rating and the reviews on the iTunes, that really helps the algorithm on iTunes and helps us promote and helps iTunes promote us and reaches more people. So if you haven't subscribed yet, if you just click, you don't have to listen to every episode, but if you click subscribe on iTunes and tell your friends who also maybe are autistic and they subscribe, it helps our listeners go up. And if you review and leave a comment as well, if you haven't already done that, it helps the algorithm and it promotes us and we get on like the front page of iTunes and all that jazz and more people see us. So that's it. You guys get it?
This is for Anne and for everybody else. You can do it, guys. One week at a time. We love you.